Sairam children, you are listening to us live from our studios in Radio Sai, and we welcome you to this week's Children's Hour.
Sairam children, hope you all are doing very fine. With weeks zipping and zooming past, here is one more Thursday and here we are.
All right children, before we go into the program today, we thank all of you who wrote to us about the Children's Hour, telling us what you liked and what more you wish.
And it does appear a lot of you like Hanuman, don't you? We had a few children writing to us how Hanuman is their favorite and also a best friend to some of you.
And talking about friends, we had 7-year-old Bharat writing to us asking if we, Prem and myself, would be his friends.
Of course, children, we are here just for that. And we so much enjoy being in your company that we come week after week only to spend time with you.
So, thanks to all of you for writing to us. And that's the way we know you are listening to us. Tell us what stories you wish to hear. Tell us if you are able to follow what the doctor says. Or if you have something interesting, questions, send them to us.
That will be interesting and challenging too. So children, what do we have today in our program? Children, it's vacation time for most of you and it is a time when you get to take a break from your daily routine.
Maybe you won't have to wake up so early and run through your morning schedule, or you may be spending more time outdoors with your friends. No studying after dinner, of course.
All that sounds so much fun. Wow. But children, there are some things which never change. You have to do them all through the year. School, exam time, or vacation.
Yes. That means things like eating food, having bath, brushing teeth, some form of physical exercise, sleeping, and so on. All these are very essential to keep us all healthy.
And even for having a lot of fun, we need good health, don't we? And for that, we need to eat healthy, eat right quantities, and there are a few other things, which instead of me and Ganesh telling you, we'll let the doctor tell you.
As always, we have Dr. Lata Shree from the General Hospital sharing with all of you some important tips about healthy living.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, last week you learnt in the children's hour how to take care of the spiritual heart. In fact, Swami says, a human being is one who has hridaya, hrit plus daya, a heart overflowing with compassion. Today, I will tell you how to maintain the physical heart in a good condition. There are certain factors called the risk factors for heart diseases, especially the coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease can run in families, which means if your parents have a history of coronary artery disease, you are also more likely to get this disease. It is commoner in males than in females. Those who suffer from diabetes, that is high blood sugar and hypertension, high blood pressure, are more prone to getting this coronary artery disease. Smoking is a very notorious culprit here also. Smoking alters the cholesterol levels in the body. It narrows down the blood vessels. It leads to fat deposition in the wall of the blood vessels. It reduces the good cholesterol. It increases the blood pressure. And it also forms blood clots within the arteries by aggregating blood cells called platelets at the site of damage in the wall of the artery. All this leads to a block in the artery, chest pain and heart attack, as I already told you last week. Increased levels of bad cholesterol or LDL cholesterol in the body and also triglycerides predispose to coronary artery disease. They all lead to deposition of fat in the walls of the arteries, leading to narrowing of the artery and a blocked artery. Obesity is one of very important predisposing factors for heart disease. If you are overweight, you are 6 times more likely to get coronary artery disease as compared to those with normal body weight. Alcohol intake and also chronic stress contribute to development of heart diseases. Today I shall tell you a little more about a condition in the childhood which leads to many diseases later in life, like diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, increase or even alteration in the levels of cholesterol in the body called dyslipidemias, bone and joint problems. This condition is on the rise globally and it has become a very important public health problem. And this is nothing but childhood obesity. Healthcare professionals define obesity based on the body mass index. The BMI or the body mass index is the ratio of weight in kilograms to height in meters square. Adults with a BMI of over 30 are considered to be obese. Those with a BMI between 25 and 30 fall in the overweight range. Children above the age of 2 years with a BMI of more than 95th percentile are considered to be obese, and those with a BMI between 85 to 95th percentile are overweight children. In an individual, obesity results when there is a gross imbalance between the calorie intake and energy expenditure, which means both overeating and sedentary lifestyle by not exercising the body enough leads to obesity. In the last 4 decades, the food environment has changed dramatically globally. Changes in the food industry have been closely associated with social changes. In olden days, we used to have extended family system where always at home there used to be at least one person to prepare regular, wholesome, nutritional meals for the whole family. But this extended family system giving way for nuclear families, and with both parents working, very few families have someone at home to prepare regular meals, and food demands are easily met by food industry by eating out and also in the form of fast food culture. Increased snacking between the meals also has increased both in children and adults these days. There is also increased consumption of high calorie carbohydrate sweetened beverages like soda, Pepsi, sport drinks, fruit punch and so on. If you take a typical fast food meal, it contains about 2000 kilocalories and 84 grams of fat, and 2 such servings will give you more calories than what is required for a normal person. And levels of physical activity have also been considerably reduced. Pressure for academic excellence in schools has led to devoting less time for sports and games, and at home too, the advent of television, computers, video games have resulted in opportunities for sedentary activities that do not burn any calories or exercise our body muscles. On top of this, children tend to munch a packet of chips and have a bottle of Pepsi or cola in their hands, or eat fried foods, especially when they are watching idly TV at home. Instead of eating fresh fruits and vegetables, this has become the norm of the day. Overall, a faster pace of life and entertainment in the form of television and social networking sites have led to sleeping late at night and also reduced sleep hours. Sleep deprivation is known to lead to impaired glucose tolerance, thus increasing the blood sugar in the body, leading to diabetes. Apart from diabetes, high blood pressure, dyslipidemias, obesity also leads to fatty liver disease in children. And obesity is also known to be associated with chronic inflammation in the body. Mental health problems like low self-esteem are also very common in obese children. Overweight and obese children are mostly identified when they go to a doctor for routine medical care. The child and the family may not be aware of the fact that the child has abnormal fat in the body. So many a times, parents are very unhappy when this issue is raised. They may even respond with denial and show lack of concern. So first of all, parents must be convinced that childhood obesity is a matter of great concern for both the child and the parents. It requires long-standing therapy. A combined efforts with dietary advice and strictly adhering to the diet that is prescribed, regular exercise, counseling for the child and the family, and high degree of motivation and encouragement combined with regular follow-up form the cornerstone to successfully treating childhood obesity. Role of the family is of paramount importance. The child may not be encouraged to follow a healthy diet if rest of the family members do not make similar changes in their eating habit. Improved food choices, like eating more of fruits and vegetables, increased physical activity in the form of regular walking, jogging, workouts at home, and playing outdoor games and sports, along with reduced screen time, should be adopted by the whole family. So have a fixed family meal time, pray before eating. Do not skip regular breakfast, lunch and dinner, and strictly no television during meals. Use small plates and have multiple small servings as and when required. Avoid unnecessary sweets, fatty foods, fried foods and soft drinks. Remove television from your child's bedroom and also restrict TV watching every day. And also restrict video games. Make walking, exercises and outdoor games mandatory for child, and the entire family can take part together in these activities. This serves as a great motivator for the child, and children should not be punished during meal times. And never use your children's favorite foods as rewards for some achievement. This should be completely avoided. So parental support along with the support of entire family and support at school level also. The child's friends and classmates should not make fun of the child. They should encourage the child to follow diet and exercise. And finally, community support in the form of small community service activities at weekends for children, which are very productive, which prevent children from confining themselves to their homes and watch TV or do video games, will also help the child in tackling this problem. This is all, children, for today. So, children, wish you all right eating and right living. Jai Saira.
Thank you, Dr. Lata, for those important tips. Children, we find the doctor's talk interesting, don't we? But don't stop at just enjoying the talk. Try and follow the good advice and enjoy the good health that comes from that practice.
You know, children, We too are learning so much with all of you. And we also try to connect some things we have been doing wrongly. You all are lucky to know these things early in life. So, you can cultivate these good habits from now itself.
Okay, Ganesh. Enough of serious talk. Shall we listen to a fun story today then?
Oh, of
course. A nice little funny story, children.
The story may be funny, but it is sure to have an important message in the end. So, children, listen to this story Sumana Madam is going to tell. Enjoy it, but also absorb the lesson that comes in the end.
Salam, children. In today's story time, let us hear a small funny story about four friends. Or were they really friends? Let's see. There were four friends, very good friends. They didn't have a job even though they had searched very hard. So, they all got together one fine day and decided to start a business in cotton. They would buy the cotton from the farmers and sell it to the textile mills. So, they were like middlemen. And for this, they needed a huge sum of money. Firstly, they had to pay the farmers they bought from. Then they required a godown for storing the cotton bales. So the friends shared the financial responsibility equally and made the investment. The business was going fine till annoying problems started. The cotton was getting damaged and there was a lot of loss. So one night, the four worried friends came to the godown and there they caught the culprit. No, culprits. Oh, it was the rats. So many of them. They were attracted by the cotton seeds and had gnawed at them. And in the process, the cotton was damaged. So the friends sat together and pondered, how do we tackle this problem? Then they came up with a brilliant practical idea. They adopted a cat. And in a few days, this Cadzilla had full control of the godown. She was becoming a plump, cute cat with that rich ratty meal she enjoyed. The friends were also very happy because the rat menace was now under control. They loved this cat so much by now that each of them wanted her for himself. After all, they were business partners also. So they came to the decision to divide the cat among themselves. But how was that possible? So they assigned the ownership of each leg of the cat to themselves. So each of the friends now owned one leg of that cat. And each of them showered all his love on that leg he owned. One of them got a gold anklet for the leg he owned. Another groomed the fur of the leg he owned. This cat basked in that love. Her four legs were showered with love and care according to the owner the leg was allotted to. One day, this cat jumped from the top of the cotton bale and hurt one foot. It limped home mewing piteously. Oh, poor dear. The friends were very sad. They gave her wounded foot the first aid. Then balm was applied and a strip of bandage was wound around that injured foot. And in a day's time, she was fine and stuttered about as usual. Due to this, the bandage became loose and trailed behind it. It was cold, and you all know how much a cat loves comfort. So this cat found a good place near the fireplace and it purred off to sleep. When all of a sudden, a mouse ran by. The roused catzilla jumped to chase after her victim, and this loosened bandage caught fire in the process. The cat ran helter-skelter in fright. She ran from the house, zigzagged through the garden, the burning bandage trailing closely behind. The terrified cat ran into the godown with the burning cloth. And then what happened? The entire stalk of cotton was reduced to ashes in a trice. It was too late. The owners, the four friends, were in despair. "We are finished. What shall we do now?" Later, they started searching for the cause of the fire. They realized it was their cat, their very own cat. The bandage had caught fire. Children, what do most people do when they are in trouble like this? Of course, blame someone else. So now, these friends started finger-pointing at each other. The argument got heated. "You bandaged that cat, so you should own the responsibility," one friend was shouting at the other. "But it was you who got the cat home, so you are responsible for the loss, and you should pay the damages," another was screaming. "No, the owner of the bandaged leg is the cause of the fire." They were pointing their finger at the fourth person. "You own that leg, so you are charged for the damage, the huge losses of cotton and the money invested. You are going to pay us." The fourth owner was cornered. But how could he pay the huge amounts to the other three? And was it fair to be blamed for the damage just because he owned that leg of that cat? The matter went to court. The wise judge listened intently as the lawyer of the three friends presented the case. They were sure it was a win case for them. The fourth man, who was no more their friend, would have to repay them, they thought. Each of the four friends were examined and questioned. The lawyer was questioning, "Are you the owner of the cat? Did you share the cat? Did you bandage its leg?" And so on. At the end of the questioning, the lawyer placed his conclusion in front of that judge. "Your Honor, my clients, the owners of the healthy legs, enabled the cat to run away from the fire. So their own legs are the saviors, and the owner of the injured foot must repay my clients." Now the three selfish friends were even more sure to win the case. Finally, the wise judge gave his verdict. He said, "The injured leg has no responsibility. It was taken into the godown with the trail of fire by the other three healthy legs. So, I declare the owner of the injured foot not guilty. The damages have to be paid by the owners of the healthy legs to the owner of the limping leg. Case dismissed." So children, what appears as correct at the first sight might prove wrong on the second thoughts. Think about it, children. Isn't it so easy to blame the other person for our misfortune? We get poor marks. We say, "My neighbor is noisy. There was no power at home the day before the exam. My teacher didn't teach properly." And we have so many excuses. Sometimes, these reasons may be true to some extent. But whom does it help? That is why it is said, a poor artist blames his tools. Instead, if we say, "Look, what has happened, has happened. There is no pointing in blaming others or pointing at reasons I don't have control over. But I can always see what next, what needs to be done now." For example, If you are walking and say the ground you are walking on is uneven, you trip and fall. Is it of any use to blame the ground and pointing an accusing finger at it? No, we should instead walk carefully the next time. Remember, children, every time you point a finger at someone, there are three fingers which are pointing back at you. Look at yourself. Correct the mistakes in you and don't brood over what has happened or look for someone to blame. We should take the responsibility and learn from our own mistakes. That is the best way to grow. Winners admit when they are wrong and make changes, while losers blame others or offer excuses. I am sure all you children will remember this important lesson and progress in life. Till I meet you the next time with another story, it's bye from me. Sai Ram.
As always, that was an enjoyable story from Sumna Madam, wasn't it, children?
And an important moral too. Children, every week we have in our studio a child with whom we have a short interview, right? But today, we are going to have a slightly different thing. We had four children from the Ishwaramma school in Prashantanilayam who had a very, very interesting debate. The topic, I am sure, you all will find it quite interesting. Let us listen to this interesting discussion.
Dear listeners, today we have four children from the Ishwaramma school, 6th standard. I have with me Oblesh, Keshav, Shashank and Sai Pavan. Pavan Sai, sorry. So these four boys are here and I asked them a question and there is a lot of divided opinion. The question is, do we need to be given homework at school? And some of them are saying, yes, we need to, and the others are saying, no, we don't have to. So I'm going to ask each one of them why they feel the way they feel. So maybe we'll start with Oblesh. Oblesh, so what do you think? Should you have homework or not?
I don't think it is compulsory to have a homework.
Okay.
Because madam's skill just to learn them. Okay. If we concentrate in class, it can be easily done the learning in class.
So you think because homework is given, people don't concentrate in the class?
No.
Because they think that anyway I can go home and do the homework I'll learn. Yes, so they don't concentrate in the class. Okay, the Oblesh is having a very different viewpoint. He's saying because the teacher gives me homework, I take it easy in the class. But let's see what Keshav is saying. Keshav seems to be saying that yes, we should have homework.
Yes, we should have homework because it is like a practice whatever we learnt in school, and we can even improve our handwriting. Like with pen, if pen or pencil goes, we can get it back. But whatever we learnt in school, we cannot get it back fast.
Okay, it's a very, very important point that Keshav is making. He's saying that to retain what you have learnt in a class, to do your homework is good. So it's a kind of practice. Practice is always good. Right? So
that we can even recall whatever we have done in class when ma'am asks questions.
Okay, so basically he's saying practice is always good.
Yes.
So what does Pavan Sai have to say?
Instead of writing homework, if we listen to ma'am, that is 70% enough for us to get good marks in exam.
Okay, but what is wrong in writing homework? You can concentrate in class also. You say 70% it's enough. Maybe doing that homework will give you that 90% learning. Okay, we'll let Pavan Sai think about it. Let's ask Shashank. So what do you think, Shashank? You should have homework? You should not have homework?
No, sir. We should not have homework, sir.
You also don't want to have homework. Okay. Okay. Then.
Sir, because if they give more homework, sir, with hurry, we write off in very speed, sir.
Okay.
Our handwriting can go...
So it doesn't help your handwriting anyway, because
yes,
you write it
if
fast.
If it is more homework, sir.
So it's okay if it is less homework. So
sir,
you're not saying no homework, you're saying less homework.
It should be little practice, sir.
So you should have homework, but not so much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so kind of agreeing that we can have homework, but not so much. So I think most of you are saying that homework is given because you don't concentrate in class. Is that so? Are you given homework only because you don't concentrate in class?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The teacher gives you homework because you don't concentrate in class.
Yes, sir. But most of the boys are not concentrating in class. They will think at home also they will not think we just to write it is. In sake of writing, they will write fast and they will not learn anything, sir.
Okay.
It is
fine.
Waste of time and
okay,
sir,
okay,
sir. Everything.
But this holiday homework, why it is given, sir? What is needed to concentrate in class about this holiday homework, sir?
Okay, that's an
all projects.
Point. He's talking about the homework which you get during vacations, right? When you go out for summer holidays,
those
you
all
get,
are projects.
Okay, we'll start with Shashank.
Holidays homework is for marks getting marks when it starts. With that we can get a little bit knowledge, sir.
Okay.
But it is not like a homework, sir. But they give you as homework, sir. But on particular lessons they'll not give.
Okay,
sir.
The homework which is given for summer.
For next year.
Is it about year. Is it syllabus relating to the next year or the year
yes,
that
sir.
You're finished?
Next year
they're sir, but giving, sir. But our ma'am has given a project of making a snake and ladder, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not in last year syllabus and next year syllabus.
Okay, so some part of your homework does not come under academics at all.
Yes, sir.
So why does the teacher give that kind of a homework? One second.
He'll ask
Pavan. What does he have to say?
Sir, in the holidays we'll not do anything, sir, for
enjoyment.
Enjoyment ma'am will give.
So in one sense the homework is given to keep you occupied, right? Give you some work so that you they say there's
remember.
A saying, you know, an idle
not
mind is a devil's workshop. So we are all little devils. If we are left alone during vacation, we'll do all kinds of mischief. So the teacher gives you some homework to keep you occupied. So is that wrong? Who's saying it's wrong here? Who's saying that they should not give us any homework during summer?
It is.
So all of you agree that summer homework is good?
Yes.
That little bit
yes,
of summer homework
yes,
is good.
Homework.
If more
sir.
Homework, they're
no.
just writing, sir.
Okay,
they're
one,
not
one at a time, one at a time. Tell.
If more homework, they're just writing, sir. They're not learning at all. If less homework, we can concentrate and we enjoy that homework, sir. But some people are just to write their writing for
okay.
sake of ma'ams.
Oblesh is saying less homework will make the homework more enjoyable and we'll also learn. Yes, Keshav.
Like how snake and ladder we make, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If we make it with concentration,
mm-hmm.
we'll get marks and we'll get and we'll be enjoyed, sir. By making with a paper dies and we can play on that project only we can play, sir. Instead of wasting money and buying a snake and ladder game, we can use this project only as a game, sir.
Okay, so what Keshav is telling is, the teacher when she gives you a homework, she doesn't want to spoil your vacation. She wants to give you an activity which will occupy your time, which will also be enjoyable for you as children, to nice thing to do. It's a nice little project to work on. So that is fine, right?
Sir.
Okay, let's.
Sir.
He's telling money will get wasted, no, sir. For making those all things also we need money, no, sir. For making chart, those all, everything.
Okay, Pavan is saying that the homework itself is quite expensive. You need to spend money to do the homework.
Sir, money can come back and go. Money comes and goes.
Homework doesn't come and go.
It comes, sir, but it gives us knowledge, sir.
Very, very nice point. See, he says money comes and goes, but when homework is given, when you do that, you learn something from it, right?
Yes,
so it is good in a sense. Okay.
Ma'ams give for knowledge only, sir. If there will be no homework at summer holidays, we'll lose some of knowledge in our brains, sir. If homeworks will be, we can get knowledge, sir.
Okay, that is about summer homework. That's which is the very specific kind of homework. You all get everyday homework also?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you get homework every day or once in 2 days, once in 3 days, during the weekends?
Every day, sir.
No.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't
sometimes.
Get.
Okay, on an average, how much time do you take to finish your homework? How much time does Keshav take?
20 minutes.
Okay. Oblesh?
Sir.
Oblesh takes 1 hour. What about Shashank?
I'll sit till night.
Till night. So how many hours?
I'll be reading and writing, sir.
So 2 hours?
More than three.
Okay, 3 hours. What about Pawan?
One and a half hours.
Okay, Pawan takes 1.5 hours. So the same homework. All of you are in the same class?
Yes, sir.
So the same homework, somebody can take 20 minutes, somebody can take 3 hours. Why is it like that? Is it because that you don't sit and do the homework,
sir,
or you find it more difficult?
Wait,
okay,
sir,
let's see. Start from Oplesh.
Who will get less time to learn, sir? They're saying that they will not concentrate at all. Who will write? Who will take more time? They'll learn, sir, and they write, sir. And why we think just to write, we are writing, sir. They're wasting their time and all waste, sir.
So, Oblish is saying that homework should be given to only those boys who don't learn in class. Is it? Is it like that?
Not I every, don't think,
you should
sir.
Not give homework for everybody.
For all no, it is sir. Compulsory, sir.
But not more,
no,
sir.
But not
so
more.
So, you're saying that homework should be given, but not so much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, why do you think the teacher gives you a homework? Apart from the point that it helps you learn, it helps you concentrate.
So that it will be a practice of knowledge, sir.
Practice of what you have learned.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you have any other reason why a teacher gives you homework?
We can recall, sir. That can be in our minds.
Okay, how does the teacher know that you're doing that? See, if you're sitting in the class, the teacher can make you learn. Now, after you've gone home, how does the teacher know that you're spending the time to recollect what you've learned?
Some boys just say, right, sir. Who all are getting more marks in a test, sir. Test, they're learning properly. That it means they're doing their homework regularly.
So who is learning will anyway learn. The other boys, you're not sure whether homework helps them or not. Okay, what will...
Ma'ams give homework because some of them waste their time and roam, sir. If we'll give homework, sir, the parents will see the diaries and they'll tell them to sit down and write. So that who will not study properly, they'll gain at least some of knowledge.
That's okay, so what Shashank is saying is, let's say if otherwise you get 60 marks in an exam. By doing homework, maybe you will get 65 in that exam. So if you're an intelligent student, you'll get 85 in class. By doing homework, you get 90%. So each one is doing better by a little.
Why do we think if it is not compulsory, sir? If we just learn, it can be, sir. In olden days, we used to not write Hindu, sir. We used to not write. We just orally learn them, sir. Easily, whenever they will ask.
That's a very interesting point. Oblesh is saying in the olden days, in the Vedic times, there was no concept of writing. People are only listening and remembering. So now we have brought it down to, you write in the class, you come back home, you write, then
yes.
Again go to the class next day, you write.
Right.
Why can't we just sit and listen? Okay, let's see. To start with, we'll ask Pawan. He's saying,
positive.
No, do you have an answer to this question? Why do we have to write?
Positive.
Okay.
Sir, before time, there were no that much technology, everything, sir. This time, everything came up, sir.
Okay.
So we'll forget, sir.
What Pawan is saying is, before there was no technology, but now since we have technology, we tend to forget faster. That's what Pawan is saying.
That
He's saying
is
that
homework.
Time memory was more. Okay, yes, Keshav?
That is why homework is given, sir.
Why?
In olden days, they used there was no technology, sir. Now this age we are having technology, sir. He's saying we. Now technology is there, sir. That is why we are forgetting, sir.
So you mean to say technology is there? Forgetting means are you talking about, say, TV and all these other things which distract?
Yes, sir. Sir, in TV also we can gain knowledge by
listening
news, whatever is happening around the world.
So that is good, no? Instead of teacher giving you homework, the teacher should say, go and watch TV for 1 hour. That's the homework for tomorrow.
If we want this, we should watch only for some time, sir.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying. How
educational
the
programs,
says,
educational programs, entertainments,
like,
if you want. That's all. Sports, if you. That's all, sir.
Like how spell-based competition in TV they show, sir. Like those and discoveries, they all we can
okay,
watch.
Okay, that is fine. So you all have said why you should have homework, why you should not have homework. Any of you here want to become a teacher?
No.
So let's say you become a teacher, one of you. Without giving homework to your students,
how will you ensure that that student has concentrated in your class and he has studied? We'll start with Oblish.
He does everyday homework. And
no, you said without homework. You said no homework. So without giving a homework, how will you ensure that your student concentrates in the class and how do you ensure that he has learned what you have taught?
By listening, sir. Nowadays, all children are sake of writing for maams, they're writing, sir. And some are afraid of maams and writing.
Okay. Student do homework because of fear of teacher. But yet, I'm asking you, if you're the teacher, okay, and you've taught a lesson, how can you make out without giving a homework to the kid?
That marks,
that child has learned what you've taught.
The See, behavior and the marks that shows in...
Yeah, marks will come at the end of the test, right? So by then that learning period is over.
Behavior, sir. We can see in break times also some boys read their books, sir.
Okay, so what Oblish is saying is, instead of giving homework and troubling children, the teacher should observe the behavior of students and see who studies more, who studies less, who concentrates more.
How can we know that how can we know that they are listening or not listening, sir?
Okay.
When the teacher teach, after teacher finishes teaching, sir, that lesson, ma'am asks, teacher asks, did you all listen to this, to my lesson? By asking them questions, whatever they, but for testing them if they have learnt or not, we can ask them questions from the lesson, sir. If they answer many questions, if we ask difficult questions from that lesson,
okay,
also.
Okay, fine. So let's say you have a student, you ask the questions. Now you know that one student has learnt, the other student has not concentrated and learnt. So what do you do now? So how do you ensure that that student who is not concentrating concentrates and learns?
See, we'll give who all study well and concentrate in class. We'll give them. We'll give them responsibility to teach them. To teach them who are not concentrating in class.
Okay, so fine. You, okay. Let's say that you have paired like that. One smart student with one student who needs a little help. So how does that student help? He cannot help during the class.
Not
where does he help?
Sir.
It should be after class hours?
Sir.
Okay, one second.
In break times, in lunch times, in if they are going to tuition, same tuition, that time they can help. And by going to their home,
so we can help them by when in a maths period ma'am gives sums, they will ask us doubts, we will clarify them, sir. Again, when ma'am stops, ma'am give questions and answers, sir. Sometimes ma'am check answer in textbook, sir. That time we'll ask them, sir, do you understand? They'll say no means, we'll explain them, sir. Otherwise, they'll know means we'll say okay, sir. Again, we'll ask questions, sir, after that, like that.
So even if somebody is allowed to, appointed to teach another student, little bit of that you'll have to do at home. You cannot do everything at class. Okay, the class, the teacher teaches, you have to listen. So what work you do at home is homework, right? What work is given? So what do you, let's say, your Oblish is here. Oblish has been given the charge of one student, okay? So you teach that student. You teach him that sum, okay? You don't know whether that boy has learned that sum or not. So will you give him one sum and say that you do this and come tomorrow, let me check? Will that be a better way of understanding? Or you just say that I've taught you, now you forget, now whether you learn or not, you learn, I don't, it's got nothing to do with me.
I need something.
Okay, tell Keshav you.
Yes, sir, I'll give some sums to do. I'll give some sums to do, sir. The next day, I'll check their sums, sir. If they are wrong, I'll explain them one more time, sir. That's how we can even spread knowledge to them, sir.
Okay, so you're saying that is exactly why a teacher gives homework, right?
Yes, sir.
Something is taught in the class, and sometimes even we don't know whether we have learnt it or not. Right? If the teacher teaches one particular problem, one particular maths problem, and you're sitting in the class, no, it'll appear like I learnt it, no, I understood. But next day when you come and see, you might not be able to recollect. So what the teacher says, you take this sum, you do it at home. When you go home and you do, you get stuck somewhere. So then you know that, okay, I didn't understand this well. So you can go back to your teacher and say, madam, this part I didn't understand. Isn't that why the teacher gives a homework? Do you think that that is one of the reasons?
Yes.
So that helps, in a sense, that helps.
Some.
Right?
It helps.
It helps. So the idea of homework is not to go and simply write and come back.
It is to learn.
It is for you to assess yourself. See, the teacher teaches, how many students are there in your class?
35.
35 students. Imagine, one teacher has to teach
35.
35 students. So how can she know whether each student in that has learned? So the teacher gives you homework so that you can see for yourself whether you have learned. So if you have any problem, you can go back to the teacher and say, madam, I didn't understand this properly. Can you teach me again? The teacher will teach. Teacher will teach you, or she will tell that, okay, you ask this boy, he has understood. You explain, right? So in a sense, homework is good. So, but if homework should benefit us fully, how should we do it? Let's see what you have to say. Okay, teacher has given work. How should I do the homework so that that homework is useful? It's not like simply I just come home and do it. Okay, we'll start with Pawan.
When ma'am will give homework, if ma'am gives two times or three times to write, when we open the book, when we write one question, first we have to write, first we have to learn that, and we have to write with seeing one time and without seeing one time.
Okay, so he's saying that you have to judge yourself. One time you see it and write, nobody is there to judge you. No, the teacher is not going to come and see whether you wrote without seeing or not seeing. So you tell yourself, okay, one time I saw and wrote, one time let me see, write without seeing. So that is when the teacher says, do this three times, do this four times. Okay, what else? Shashank.
When teachers give homework, sir, first we'll write, sir, one or two times, three times, ma'am. First we'll see and write, sir. While writing only, we should learn, sir, by seeing. We should learn and remember in our brain, sir. Again, next time, second time writing, sir, we should close that answer and write.
Okay, pretty much what Pawan said. So when you're writing, you should remember that you're writing it to learn. You're not writing it only to finish the homework. I'm writing it so that I have to learn. Okay. Any other way by which you have to do the homework? So when you're doing the homework, where do you sit and do? You sit in front of the TV and do the homework?
No, sir.
So the best way is, if you want to learn through the homework, you have to sit in a place where you can sit and concentrate.
Yes.
Right?
Quiet place.
Then any other way you think? See, homework, we cannot tell no. Teacher gives, we have to do. Okay? So we are all in the situation, homework is given, we have to do it. So what is the best way to do that homework so that we benefit maximum? Okay, that's what we have to do, no? We have given a situation, what is the best thing to do in that situation so that I learn something?
We learn and write, sir. And free time we can make by point-wise and learn them, sir. We remember
by drawing pictures.
Okay.
Flower, petals, writing points.
Like points only, sir. We can draw some pictures and in that we can make some parts and we can write one by one points, sir. Like that, one by one we can learn points, sir. The second time we learn full answer, all points at a time, sir. And we can tell easily without seeing it, sir.
Okay, what you're saying is, see, generally each one of us have a different way of learning. Some people can learn through a picture. If you see it as a picture, we can learn better. Some people learn better when we listen. Right? When we listen, we learn better. Some people learn better when we write. Okay? And there is one more reason why you are given homework. Do you know why?
Recall them.
Without wasting time on rounding.
See, most of the time the homework is something got to do with writing only.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Invariably, homework is writing only. Some writing, some problem, writing some lesson. Homework is always writing. Why homework is always writing?
We remember more by writing, sir.
Okay, that's and a good point. You remember more by writing. Any other reason? No, any other. You think. Why homework is always written homework?
Not only written homework, sir. It can be reading there. Also, sir. When ma'ams tell to write, sir.
Sometimes
write
learn.
Or read, sir. That is homework, sir. When we do on our own, that is
okay,
practice.
What is done on our own? But why invariably? Most of the time, no? Most of the time homework is write something and come. Why does the teacher tell you to write something and come? Or give the homework in writing? One way, one reason is you learn better by writing.
Yes.
One more reason is there is something the teacher can
assess,
right? When you write and come, the teacher knows, she doesn't have to speak to each one. You can just see your notebooks and say you're done, you're not done.
Okay. We can improve our handwriting, sir.
Okay, improve your handwriting.
By neat handwriting, we can understand it more clearly, so we can learn
it. Okay, one other point is your handwriting improves. Oblish, you have something? Okay, we'll come back to you.
Can improve spellings.
Okay, you spellings. Improve your spellings when you write. Many times it happens. We think that we know the spelling of the word, but when we start writing, we start thinking, oh, whether it's an I and E or E and I or C and S, no? Sometimes it happens. So writing helps you learn better. In this point, he's saying is spelling. Okay, yes, Pavan?
Grammar.
Okay, Pavan is saying,
Grammar.
That we can learn grammar better. Any other reason why you write? Think and tell me why you have written
Store
homework.
Store knowledge.
Okay, that's what it helps you learn.
That's what, sir. If we forget, we take out our books and read them.
Okay, that's a very good point. So once you write, you've written it down. Anytime you want to go back to it and refer, a written lesson is easier to recollect. That is one more point. So what are the points you had? You can learn better. Then you can improve your handwriting. You know whether you've learned the spellings properly. It also helps in grammar. And it also helps as a reference. You can always go back to, because once you do a mistake, sometimes, you know, even a mistake is actually a good way to learn. So you've done a mistake, the teacher corrects it. You go back and see, okay, I've done this mistake, so next time I should be careful, I don't do this mistake.
That is
so a documentation of mistake also helps in learning better.
Yes.
Any other reason? One very important reason all of you are forgetting. Why do we write homework?
So
learn,
that our... learn. Yes. Wrist can move easily, sir.
Okay, he's giving some orthopedic reason. Why should your wrist move easily?
Sir, when our wrist is free to move anyway, sir,
okay.
Our handwriting improves better, sir.
Okay, why should your handwriting be good?
So that we... in exams for handwriting also they give marks,
correct.
Sir.
So that is the reason, right? In exam, what do?
We write neatly.
Right. In exam, you have to write. At the end of the day, in exam, you have to write. So, writing is a practice. Right? See, when you are going to write an exam, it's a different thing to answer orally. It's a different thing to write the answer. So, since in the exam, you are going to only write. The evaluation is going to be based on what you write. The teacher gives you practice of writing. That's what Swami says. You know that? Swami has told that. When you're going to write in an exam, what is the point in reading from the book? You have to write and practice. So for that practice, the teacher gives you homework to write something. So that you will know that, okay, answer this much I should write. It's a writing practice.
And practice makes a man perfect. Sir.
Practice makes a man perfect. So I think we all agree that there should be homework. So we will tell the teachers...
Give
these
homework.
Boys want more homework.
Sir, not homework.
So you can give them homework every day. They are very happy to do homework. But see, we all said very nice points, right? That when you do a homework, you should do it in a certain way so that you learn and benefit from that homework. Not simply do the homework. And the reason why a teacher gives a homework is so that you learn better. You get the practice of writing. Right? So very, very nice discussion from all of you.
And when we have this debate in our school, sir, about homework, ma'ams also stop to give homework more more, sir, only less. They gave in summer holidays also less homework they gave.
Okay, so in the class you had a debate about homework. So the teacher took your opinion. Because you debated saying that we should have less homework, the teacher gave you less homework. Is that so?
Yes, sir.
That's nice.
Before one more point, sir. Hmm? In those two, one of them said, if we listen in class, that's enough, sir.
Okay.
If next day is exam, how can they know that they have listened in class and it is in there? They have learnt it properly, sir.
Okay.
That is why we do homework,
correct,
sir.
So it is assessment of your own learning. When we
listen in class and go back home, sir, we'll be interested in many things, sir. So it will get little...
lost in your...
Yeah, in our
your mind.
Brain, minds.
Okay. Listening also makes man perfect, sir. Listening also makes man perfect.
So Oblish is a listening man. He doesn't want to write at all. He only wants to listen. Okay, so thank you all of you. Oblish, Keshav, Shashank and Pavan Sai. So thank you all of you from the 6th standard, right? So we'll see, maybe sometime later also we can meet and you can give us some interesting tips about how to study in school for all our listeners, children listeners. Thanks to all of you. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
How did you like that discussion, children? What is your take on this topic? Do you think teachers must give you homework at school?
We would be very interested to know what you have to say. So write to us. And you know by now how to do that. Just in case you need a reminder, here it is. Write to listener@radiosci.org. That is listener@radiosci.org.
Children, didn't we learn a lot of important things today? The doctor reminded us about good eating habits. We learned the importance of taking responsibility in the story time. And we also learned how to do our homeworks so that we can benefit maximum from it.
Till we meet you all next week with more interesting things to listen and learn, it is a goodbye from both of us from here. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.